I keep getting advertisements stuffed into my home mailbox touting new medical tests to search for blockages in my arteries in my neck, aneurysms in my abdomen, or blockages in the blood vessels in my legs. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Screening for diseases that have no symptoms may seem like one of the most wonderful things that medicine has to offer, and in some cases it is. Screening means using a test to look for a disease, for example cancer, heart disease, or a blockage of a blood vessel, early, before it causes symptoms and while the deadly disease can still be stopped. So, for example, we screen for colon cancer using a colonoscopy to find precancerous polyps that can turn into cancer, and we remove them. However, the medical profession hasn't been honest and forthcoming with the public about many screening tests. Does all this testing and screening really make a difference in people's lives? Well, to a large extent, the answer is no. Except for a few types of effective screening, for example, colon cancer, pap smears, or blood pressure, there's no proof that routine screening reduces death for people who have no specific symptoms or high risk factors. Even when screening tests do pick up a problem, it certainly doesn't mean that the person would have ever been affected by that problem or have died from it. A researcher recently pointed out in the New England Journal of Medicine that routine screening tests are often not properly evaluated to see whether they really work. Once a screening test is developed and approved, there is often a conspiracy by the medico-industrial complex. There are, of course, the specialist doctors who believe strongly in the test. And by the way, they also profit greatly from offering the test and interpreting the results. These doctors belong to specialist societies that work hard to promote the test to insurers and the government, so it will be a covered benefit. And then, of course, there are the manufacturers of the tests, the makers of the CAT scanner or the vascular testing device, or the lab equipment that performs specialized blood tests like cholesterol. These manufacturers work hard to promote the test so they can sell their equipment. Oh, and there are also patient advocacy groups composed of members of the public who are convinced that the test saved their life, even in the absence of any real data. And they push hard to have their friends and relatives get the test. What's missing in this chain? The scientific proof that the test actually works, that it saves lives. And proof that is not funded by the makers of the test or anybody with a vested interest that will profit from the test. Next week, we'll look at how tests like a mammogram can actually cause more problems than it prevents. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.